Traffic and conversions. What's your mindset when it comes to traffic and conversions?
One of my mindsets is like most of the people who go to your page should opt in. Like back in the day when I made my first million online in that company we were both a part of, I did it with like a 15 to 20% opt-in rate because that's what worked. I didn't have ClickFunnels or lead pages. I would pay like a designer, like a couple hundred bucks and a programmer, like $100. And then I would have a custom lead capture page, very expensive. Who knew how good it would work? Never split tested, but just created it. It's like, hey, 15%, at least it's converting. I know I get 15 leads for every 100. And we made $1 million that way. Then I got programs like lead pages and ClickFunnels, and I started split testing. And then lo and behold, everything shifted. And I went from like 15 to 20% opt-in rates to like 50, 60, sometimes as high as 70% opt-ins. So something I realized, if your market to match, like in your content is a, you know, a direct correlation and it resonates. Majority of the people who go to your website should take your offer. If they don't, you can do tweaking and testing. And I became obsessed with that and obsessed with conversions because we had the tools. Like ClickFunnels is like all you need to have like the ability to split test.
Split test.
Create pages on the fly, not have to pay programmers and designers. Their stuff actually works. And if you have traffic coming in, you can get data like really quick, you know, so see what works in a headline, maybe a different color button and so forth. So, but that's what I've realized. And doing what I do now, working with less people, but making way more money because our conversions are higher than ever. So doing things a little, even more strategic than we used to. We're getting very laser targeted, knowing who your audience is, creating the marketing material that's just gonna, you know, really resonate and connect so that the majority of them take up the offer and that you attract the right people from the get-go. I never had a lot of success with like buying cold traffic and just, you know, getting leads from outside sources. The success that has always like separated us from everyone else, my wife and I, was like Facebook traffic, like no middleman, just like specifically targeting you know what I mean? Right. No games being played, no one else taking my money and, you know, doing, you know, who knows what goes on behind the scenes. But I know it's in Facebook's best interest to deliver me
the
highest quality traffic so that I can continue to invest. So I decided to learn Facebook, you know what I mean? And there's some things that we do on Facebook that just work really well still to this day. You're familiar with them. Long story posts.
Long story. Like
the written long ads.
The long forms.
The other one is the video ads, which are like, you know, people love video. So if you can be authentic, put out good quality video, you know what I mean? In the form of like a story and get people emotionally connected, people will be sharing your ad and people don't even care that it's an ad. Because you've just inspired, you know, look at people like Gary V.
Right.
We just, I love sharing his videos because I watch it. And I'm like, this is good. People need to see this.
Right.
And it's like, he's getting all this free advertising, but it's like a win-win because he's putting out really good content.
Right. Right. Absolutely. And, you know, every interview I've done, everybody mentions him. And I think it's because of the, his storytelling, you know, and storytelling is essentially what we're doing right now, but it's big deal, and I've used it and it works, you know, like the long form, I've used it, it works. I'll say what I haven't really tested that much would be the videos. I haven't tested on Facebook specifically. I haven't really tested, but I was getting ready to set up some really cool stuff with that. But some of the beauty, like you just mentioned, to advertising on Facebook is being able to split test, you know. You see what's working, literally, you know. To add to what you just said with regards to buying ads, like solo ads and cold traffic and things like that, for me, it's been opposite. What has really worked for me the most has been being solo ads, you know. And that's why I laugh at people sometimes that don't really get in the game to figure out what's going to work for them. But sometimes you listen to this person, they say this was going to work for me. The other person say this is what's working for me. And before you know it, you're confused and you never figure out something for yourself. And I've done it all. We started with SEO. You know, so I got to a place where I said, okay, I'm going to settle. And then they launched retargeting. What was that, like 2 years ago, 3 years ago? Like the noise about retargeting. So what I do now, I bring cold traffic to a page, and whoever opts in, then I retarget them further through the funnel based on what I want them to do. So it's almost like you spend the time with the people that are actually interested. You can also retarget people that say no, but I just figure why, you know, but because you can, you know, they say no, and you can exclude the people that opted in and target them with something else. You can be begging them with your retargeting ad to opt in, please. But I said, why? Right. So all of that stuff I had to figure out for myself. I learned some basics, some, you know, from listening here over there, you know, but then ultimately you learn the best when you actually get in it. When you get in it and actually start executing, pretty much. But really cool stuff, man. I wanted to inject some strategic stuff. Available on iTunes and YouTube.com. Watch full interview with the link inside of the post. And please subscribe today. Thanks.